Hello and happy Friday, September 10th. This is the Tantramar Report. You're tuned in to CHMA 106.9 FM in Sackville, New Brunswick. The CHMA studio is located in the traditional lands of the Mi'kmaq people, unceded in the Treaties of Peace and Friendship, first signed with settlers in 1725. I'm Meg Cunningham. Here's what's coming up today. Tasia Alexopoulos from the Abortion Rights Coalition of Canada and Pro-Choice Moncton tells us about the upcoming pro-choice chain in Dieppe. Hospitalizations continue to slowly rise in New Brunswick, with a notable percentage of patients in the intensive care unit due to COVID-19. And Canada Post is hiring 70 workers to help out with the holiday mail load. New Brunswick announced 17 new cases of COVID-19 yesterday, 8 of which are in Zone 1, the Moncton region. The new cases in Zone 1 are predominantly in their 20s and 30s, but there is one new case under the age of 19 as well. Currently, there are 40 active cases in Zone 1, making it the health zone with the most cases in the province by nearly 20 cases. There is still no new information about the person in their 70s who passed away from COVID-19 earlier this week. The province refused to disclose the person's vaccination status, citing privacy concerns. As for provincial vaccination rates, the province has made it up to 76.4% of the eligible population with 2 shots of a COVID-19 vaccine. 6 patients are currently in the hospital with COVID-19, and 4 of those 6 are in intensive care units. The province does not specify in their press releases how old the patients are, their vaccination status, or which health zones they are in. New exposure notifications for Zone 1 continue to pop up on an almost daily basis, the majority of which are bars, restaurants, or other nightlife establishments. Be sure to check the exposure notifications every now and again in case you happen to be at one of the exposure locations during the specified time. Any public place can be an exposure location, not just entertainment venues, so checking in can't hurt. The Moncton and Sackville post offices have 70 vacant positions this holiday season for those who have flexible schedules. Holiday workers will help with the winter rush between November and January on a part-time basis, but no specific weekly hours were listed. The job would require fluency in English and/or French, physical labor, and flexible hours. The position involves sorting mail and using mail processing equipment, and customer service is not specified as a job responsibility. The rate of pay is $21.80 per hour, and it doesn't say anywhere on the job call that hirees need to have a high school diploma in order to work. Apply online at jobs.canadapost.ca. Every year for the past 10 years, Pro-Choice Moncton has peacefully assembled in Dieppe to counter-protest the annual life chain demonstrations that occur across the country. This year is no exception, especially considering the ongoing difficulty with abortion access in New Brunswick, which has become a campaign promise for many federal election candidates. While the specifics of abortion access and policies may differ depending on the year, the general spirit of the choice chain remains the same: to counteract the anti-abortion signs lining Dieppe streets. While the word protest may conjure images of people shouting in megaphones or in each other's faces, Tasia Alexopoulos from Pro-Choice Moncton assures that the demonstrations are generally peaceful on both sides, save for a few graphic images sometimes displayed by those attending the life chain. She will be in attendance of the choice chain on behalf of Pro-Choice Moncton this October 3rd and encourages others to attend as well.
Every year across Canada and the United States, there's a campaign called 40 Days for Life. And it is organized by a really big anti-abortion organization, and people all over, all across the continent practice 40 days of protesting, prayer, etc., around their anti-abortion belief. So at the end of the 40 Days for Life, they organize what they call a life chain. So they pray quietly in public for an hour at the same time. So it's supposed to, be significant in terms of doing this at the same time, ending their 40 days, etc. So Pro-Choice Moncton has been organizing an event in response to the Life Chain. I think this is going to be the 10th year in a row. Yeah. So what happens is they set themselves up for an hour on in downtown Dieppe, and they often have signs. Some of the signs have images, and they're anti-abortion messages and images. And Pro-Choice Moncton shows up for the hour, and we bring, you know, affirmative signs, signs that respect people's choices, whether or not they choose abortion. And we just hang out on the opposite side of the street for an hour. It's a really fun, peaceful, we don't really call it a protest. It's more of just an event so that people who are driving by who see these really upsetting anti-abortion messages can look to the other side of the street and see, you know, some affirming messages. So the Choice Chain is something that's really well established, and the activists who started Pro-Choice Moncton, who have been organizing this event for a decade now, have done a really excellent job in creating something that people come back to year after year. So it's not something that we necessarily want to alter, because it is a really good model for engaging with pro-choice politics in public. As well, you know, in Canada, we are often overshadowed by American news. So of course, what's happening in Texas is extremely important. And, you know, we've been sharing information for folks about, you know, what they can do as Canadians to help folks in Texas. So, you know, to donate to an abortion fund in Texas, to stay informed, all of those things. But, you know, we also have our own issues in Canada. So, you know, we are only, you know, we're a small number of people. We do this work all year round. So right now we're focusing our energy on this successful event that has a really long history in the community. As we saw in the last federal election, abortion access in New Brunswick has yet again become an issue, a political issue. We've seen promises, as we did in the last election, from each of the parties about abortion. But we've also seen a lot of misinformation. So, you know, we've seen Aaron O'Toole come out and say he's pro-choice while simultaneously saying that he believes that abortion access is fine as is in New Brunswick. So, you know, as usual, we're seeing abortion being used kind of as a political football, which is, I think, for many of us who do this work all year, is quite distasteful, because we haven't seen a lot of action on the promises that were made in the last election. So we are really hoping, we're positive and optimistic that the promises that are made now will be kept after the election. But in reality, it is kind of it's just the status quo still in New Brunswick and across Canada. Pro-Choice Moncton has a Facebook group, so you can search Pro-Choice Moncton and find the group and join. In addition to this event, we also post, you know, news and information about what's going on in the area. You can also just search the event. It's Choice Chain 2021, and it's located in Dieppe. So if you're looking by location, that's how you can find it. Also, if you just want to drive in on Sunday, October 3rd, we'll be setting up at Champlain and Paul in the parking lot between the Pita Pit and the Irving. And you can really just drop in. There will be extra signs. There will be people to tell you what, you know, how to get, you know, how to go about, you know, holding your sign, what the rules are. The first time that I ever went to a Choice Chain here, I was actually just driving around in Dieppe, and I saw the anti-choice protesters, and I was so shocked. And then I looked over to my left, and here were all these incredible, you know, choice affirming signs. And I just pulled my car over and I joined them, and I've been involved ever since. So, you know, we get a lot of that too. You can just pop in if you want. It's from 2:30 to 3:30 Sunday, October 3rd. So that's kind of, we'd love to see lots of new faces. We're excited to see old faces, and it's a really fun community building event. It is not a typical quote unquote protest. Nobody is yelling at you. You are not going to be getting in anyone's face. It's, you know, we have kids there, we have families there, we have people with their dogs. It's really a fun community event. So for people who are on the fence, who feel a little nervous, you know, come check it out and see if it's something that's for you.
That was Tasia Alexopoulos with Pro-Choice Moncton. To find Pro-Choice Moncton, you can look them up on Facebook. There's a Facebook event as well as a group, and they welcome any questions about the event. That's all for the Tangemar Report this week. If you have any leads, tips, or feedback for us, email them to news@chmafm.com. I'm Meg Cunningham. Thank you for listening.